We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want to know where you learned Roman numerals. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, good morning. I teach third grade, and it actually comes up a lot in read aloud, like chapter books.
Uh-huh.
So some of the chapters are numbered by Roman numerals, so I just actually taught that like a month ago.
So it's third grade that we learn Roman numerals?
I mean, I think it depends on the teacher.
Yeah, but it's right. Not part of regular curriculum, because I thought, would it be math? No, I don't think so.
No.
History, not a lot of Roman history comes up in grade school, but you're doing it because of chapter books. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I love third grade. Do you have an animal in your class?
You know, I don't, but the teacher across the hall has a bearded lizard.
Oh, that's
cool.
So amazing.
That's awesome.
You know, that helps. All right, well, thank you for calling. We're gonna
sign
see
me
what,
up for that school.
We're going to see
you
who
spirit
else.
Animal?
Hi, Kiss. Hello? Hi, Kiss.
Hello?
I can hear him at the... Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
How did you learn Roman numerals?
I learned Roman numerals from sixth grade social studies class.
Social studies,
yeah,
okay.
Social. And so what was the unit that you learned the Roman numerals?
In Greek.
In Greek, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you know them now? Have you remembered them?
No.
Yeah, you see. That you're never going to know what Super Bowl
That's
it
me.
Is either. Join the club. Thank you for calling.
I just let Budweiser
grade,
tell me which one.
Sixth grade social studies. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, where did you learn Roman numerals?
I was actually at Williamsville North High School my freshman year in global and history class, Global One.
Global One.
Wow. Right on.
And are you in high school still?
Yeah, I actually switched over to Williamsville East. I'm actually driving to my exam right now.
Oh, good. What, you got ELA today?
No, economics.
Economics. Now, that's not even on my list of exams. Are you sure? Are you an AP?
Oh, he's a senior. He's a senior. Yeah, you're just taking it for credit. Yeah. Half a semester class.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's
that
a
what
final.
You're doing? Uh-huh. Wow,
oh, yeah.
Good luck. Are you ready for
Thank
this?
You. Oh, yeah.
How did you Come study? On. What was your method, Adam?
I'm still a flashcard type of guy.
Flashcards? That's
yeah, flashcards work.
Senioritis hasn't hit him yet.
Not yet. No, he sounds very active
Wait,
and engaged.
That's a great question. Has senioritis hit you yet?
Well, not yet, but the second half now, so it's probably going to hit me soon.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
You probably see it around you, right? People just kind of fade out.
I got my 21 credit hours. I'm good to graduate.
So scary.
Don't do that, Adam.
Don't do that, Adam.
Finish strong.
You can do it. Good luck on your test today. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Where did you learn Roman numerals?
Before, it was global, but it wasn't global. It was social studies.
Mm-hmm. Social studies. And do you remember what the unit was?
The unit, what you mean by that?
Like the unit, like what you were learning in social studies. Was it Greece or was it
no.
just...
no, it was about like England with the kings and queens.
Okay.
For like, you know, Queen Elizabeth the First and then James the Third, like all that, you know?
Uh-huh. The Roman numerals still pop up and then you got to try to remember what they are. It's hard.
Right.
All right. Continue.
Yeah, that's where I learned it from, social studies.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
I learned that XXX doesn't always stand for 10-10-10.
What does it stand for?
Other stuff sometimes.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Hi, Kiss. 644-9850. We want to know where you learned Roman numerals, because we're in the L's now for the Super Bowl. Hi, Kiss.
Sure.
Hi, good morning.
Where did you learn Roman numerals?
So I actually just graduated from Buff State as a music student, and I learned Roman numerals in music class because we use them a ton to talk about chords and stuff.
Music. We're getting
I should
a
know that.
Bunch of answers.
Give me
that.
An example of when you're talking about chords, how you'd use Roman numerals.
So if, let's say you're in the key of C, if you're playing a C chord, that's a 1 chord. If you're playing a D, that's a 2 chord. And so you use Roman numerals to determine what chord is what, and you can make a minor, diminished, augmented, the whole nine.
What is your instrument of choice?
I'm vocal.
Oh, can you just sing for us for a minute?
Absolutely not.
This was your moment to shine, and look at what just happened.
It is way too early. Sorry, guys.
So if you were auditioning, what's your audition song?
I sang a lot of Italian, anything Italian I really liked. German was really cool. Not my favorite, but really cool to sing in.
Uh-huh. Like German folk songs or like 99 Lost Balloons?
like German classical
99
songs.
99 Lost Balloons. That's funny. Well, when you're in voice, will you call sometime?
You guys like some Rammstein.
We'll look forward to your Italy song or your Italian yeah. song. Yeah. You do have to know what the song is about when you're singing it, when it's in another language.
Yeah, good idea.
It helps to know.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, I mean, it like you can sing it better if you know what you're singing about because you put emotion into it. It's not necessary, but it's recommended.
Well, what's the, like when I was in high school, what was it not Erie County Chorus, but what's the singing that you compete in and you have to, I had to do an Italian song.
Select
and you
chorus?
Had to, it was more than that, but like you had
There's
to be
like
able.
All county?
Varsity select chorus?
It was not varsity. I mean, it was something like all county, but you had to perform in another language and you had to be able to talk about what that song.
Please tell me your mother has video of your operetta. I want to see this, Jan.
Oh, Nick, I could sing it right now, but I'm not going to because you don't deserve the voice of an angel singing at you today. Yeah, but it was Italian. But it was stressful, though. That's cool that you do that.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful. I'm definitely glad I'm done.
Now what are you going to do?
I want to teach.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Yeah, right, eventually.
So on the Roman numerals, Meg said she taught it in fourth grade math.
Yeah.
So as part of a math unit, she would teach what Roman numerals are. But I don't think it comes up in curriculum.
We're talking about Roman numerals and where you learned them because I'm looking at Super Bowl, whichever one this is.
You were trying to figure out which Super Bowl it was.
And L-I-V. So I'm thinking Live Nightclub, like Super Bowl Live, because like, my perspective is Live Nightclub.
L-I-V is our next Super Bowl. That's 54.
Right, so are you sure it's not Live Nightclub at the Fountain Blue? That
hello?
Club, hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Casey.
Hi, Casey. Where did you learn Roman numerals?
In fourth grade during social studies class.
Okay, let's see if you learned them. What is a V?
A B?
No, V as in Victor.
Oh, V.
Yeah.
How
much is a V? Say five.
I think I forgot.
Okay, that's okay. Say,
don't worry,
so
I did too.
A V is five. Do you remember what an X, what number an X is? Say 10. 10.
I don't know.
I would say 10. All right, so you kind of learned it. But you see, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Get to be my age and guess how much you're going to remember. You're going to remember almost none of it, but then you're not going to know which Super Bowl it is. So brush up on it. I appreciate you calling. So you learned it in fourth grade. Thank you.
Yeah.
Last time I had to look it up was for that Quinn 92, that singer guy, that rapper guy. I'm like, your name is what?
Quinn.
And I'm like, oh, man, do I really got to search
10,
what
20?
Your stuff is?
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.